7 weeks after an undersea oil well blew out in the Gulf of Mexico, Florida is beginning to feel the impact. Louisiana has been hardest hit by the disaster, but oil residue is continuing to spread across the Gulf. Small tar balls have been washing up on the shores of Pensacola Beach for several days. Now crews are placing layers of containment boom across Pensacola Bay to protect against an oil sheen that may hit later this week. Tourists worry it may be a final chance to enjoy the area's famous white sand beaches for the season. Crystalyn Patton is visiting from nearby Alabama.
I think it's coming, and so we wanted to get one last time down here before it gets really bad. They're talking about it getting here in the next few days or so and the sheen coming on shore.
Cleanup crews have deployed across the beach where they use netting to sift sand and pick up tar balls by hand. Only steps away, tourists are working on their tans or jumping in the water to swim or surf. For weeks, Florida has been preparing for the worst, amid fears that oil contamination could ruin the beaches and destroy the tourist industry. Crews and equipment were ready when oil hit Pensacola Beach, which includes the National Park grounds of Gulf Island seashore. Park Ranger Katie Lawhon is helping to coordinate the response inside the park.
Within 90 minutes of finding oil on Fort Pickens, we had cleanup crews and assessment crews in place cleaning up oil. So our plans really, all that careful planning that got put together really paid off on a quick response.
The question now is how long the response will have to continue. BP Oil Company has yet to stop the leak from the damaged undersea well. Officials say even after the well is fixed, massive amounts of oil will remain scattered across the Gulf waters. Coast Guard Admiral Thad Allen is overseeing the government's response to the disaster.
Dealing with the oil spill on the surface is going to go on for a couple of months. After that, it'll be taken care of. I agree with you. Long-term issues of restoring the environment and the habitats and stuff will be years.
The immediate concern in Florida is how to handle the intense heat of summer. Cleanup crews must work for short periods and rest often. Officials are using machines to pick up debris when possible, but much of the work is done by hand. Park Ranger Katie Lawhon says the weather is a growing obstacle for workers.
We have heat indexes of between 130 degrees and 140 degrees, depending on if you're in the parking lot, or believe it or not, it's hotter right where the waves are breaking. So it's a big issue, and again, safety is the primary concern for everybody responding to this incident.
The heat also is likely to continue drawing tourists to the water. Tourist Crystalyn Patton says people should come as long as the beaches are open.
People need to know for right now, and especially the further east you go, that it's still open and it's still beautiful, and they need to come on down because it may not stay like this for long.
Just how long the threat from oil will remain is the big question for Pensacola and the entire Gulf region. Brian Wagner, VOA News in Pensacola Beach, Florida.